Thank you. I just first I want to add that a statutory duty to prevent and preclude harassment and sexual harassment is also enshrined in the Equality and Anti-Discrimination Act, Section 13. So I just wanted to say that. And breach of Section 13 can be brought before the Anti-Discrimination Tribunal and the ordinary courts. So this is in addition to the legislation that the Ministry of Education told you about. And then I will answer the question on sexual harassment in the Norwegian defense sector. While there is a zero tolerance policy for sexual harassment in place, research shows that sexual harassment is present in the defense sector and young women are most affected. The first survey on bullying and sexual harassment, called MUST, in the Norwegian Armed Forces was conducted in 2018. 55% of women had experienced some form of sexual harassment in the previous year, compared to 21% of men. As a result, the guidelines for whistleblowing in the sector were revised in 2020. The Ministry of Defense also published its own guidelines and an online learning course on how to better handle sexual harassment complaints. A second survey was conducted in 2020. The results show that a small decrease in sexual harassment compared to 2018, but the numbers were still high. A third survey is underway and the results will be published in 2023. Notably, the results of the surveys are made public, which increases transparency and collective awareness. In June 2022, the first survey for the rest of the defense sector, including the Ministry of Defense, was conducted. The results show that in the last year, 10% on average have experienced a form of sexual harassment at least once or twice. The number is 21% for women and 5% for men. The Ministry of Defense and Armed Forces are following up the results of the surveys and working on developing measures that can create a safer work environment for all. In addition to improving systems for whistleblowing, strategic work and attitudes, ethics and leadership is key component of this work. The Norwegian Armed Forces are currently revising its human resources management system, including further improving training for personnel and improving whistleblowing regimes. This includes the management of personnel serving in the UN peacekeeping operations. And I also want to say that, as the minister referred to in her opening speech, the government will submit a white paper on sexual harassment to Parliament in 2024. And the white paper will map the extent of sexual harassment and propose preventive measures with regard to sexual harassment in working life, as well as in education sector and cultural and recreational areas. And the Ministry of Defense is a part of the interministerial working group, which the Ministry of Equality, Culture and Equality is coordinating. Thank you.